Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
All right, Jeff, how concerned should Steelers fans be about Broderick Jones's new injury?
Yeah, it's early in the week. There didn't seem to be a lot of panic about it. He was out at practice. You know, groins can be tough to read because you can walk around but not be able to play. But after a day, I think there's still some optimism that he'd be able to get out on the field on Sunday.
And if not, Jeff, what's the recourse here? How do they shake things up that way?
Yeah, Calvin Anderson, I mean, he's the reason you signed that veteran, is for opportunities to, you know, you need a guy for a couple of games or for a game. You've got someone that's played in the league, someone who's started in the league. Calvin Anderson will be the guy that will be at left tackle.
How about left guard, say Amalu on the comeback trail?
Yeah, he is. He was limited today with that pec injury. They're very optimistic that he's going to be able to go. He was able to do a bunch of drills where he could really test it, and it seemed like he went through it all right. So we'll know a little bit more tomorrow, but it was a really good first day for him.
Jeff, what did you make of just Aaron Rodgers in general today, one day after Mike Tomlin said, I'm not going to just call it a one-off or basically one bad night, but I am confident in him moving forward. Just, I want your overall thoughts on the Aaron Rodgers scrum today.
I mean, it was pretty normal, obviously not as jovial as some have been after wins. You know, he kind of brushed off the question about, you know, bouncing back as if, you know, like, hey, I've done this however many times in my career, and I know the deal. I'm not freaking out about it. I think he even said something to that effect, that he hasn't lost any confidence in himself or the offense. Now, that being said, I thought his stuff in the scrum, you know, he said a few times that Jaylen Warren needs to get the ball. He's careful not to say, hey, I am saying anything negative about Gainwell, but he wants more Jaylen Warren, and, you know, other receivers have to get open, so DK isn't double-teamed every single play.
Jeff, I got the sense he wanted Freiermuth over Jonnu Smith, too, based on what he said today.
Well, especially in this matchup, because he's done so historically well against Cincinnati. I don't know if he feels that way, you know, period, for the rest of the year, but especially in this matchup. And you know what? Freiermuth found ways to get open. They've been able to get him a couple of passes in the last few games. I don't know what it's going to take for Jonnu, whether it's one big play, whether it's what it is. Like, they've been trying to find ways to get him, but he only was targeted two times. And, man, for what he did last year, he is so way underperforming last season.
Jeff, how about Mike Tomlin? As any sane head coach would, when his team is about to get ready to face the Bengals, who have given up 86 points and over 1,000 yards in their last two games, Mike Tomlin naturally started with the defense and how impressive those rookie linebackers are at communicating with one another, not playing football maybe, but communicating. Am I wrong to find that just like awfully weird and very Tomlin-esque that when a team has one of the worst defenses a lot of people have ever seen. He still is opening up talking about them.
Yeah, Tomlin's trying to get away from talking about anything about his offense.
His boogeyman, Joe Flacco. I thought he just didn't want to say Flacco's name in fears that he might appear behind him at the podium or something.
You know, there was something that Brandon Echols said today that was interesting about, you know, how we got to respect him more, talking about Flacco. And I'm thinking, like, how do you not, at least from other guys in the room or for these guys coaching against him, how, you know, for tens of times, like, how did that happen against Cincinnati? I guess we'll find out how they approach this one with James Pierre likely starting a corner.
Jeff, I was just going to ask you that. So you think Pierre steps in for Slay. How long do you think it's going to take Asante Samuel Jr. to get in the lineup?
Today was that first day. I mean, he got some opportunities to get out there a little bit, but it's not as dire a situation as when Duggar came in, where they were down a couple of guys because of injuries. One was a late illness. You know, they needed to make that happen. They do really like, you heard it yesterday from Tomlin, he really likes Pierre. He played decent in that game against the Chargers. So I don't think they feel right now that they have to rush him out there, that they have an opportunity to kind of work him in.
MVS, Aaron Rodgers said, I want to see him work with the first team. Do you think he's got a shot of being active on game day?
Maybe. He also talked up Roman and Calvin. Obviously, Calvin had the big, you know, deflection off his hands for the pick. But, you know, and the name that everybody's going to scream about was brought up, too, is Scotty Miller's back at practice.
Oh, and huzzah! Right?
So, I mean, I don't know that it's a slam dunk for MVS. In a weird way, at least early in the week, I thought that he might get more of an opportunity last week than he might this.
Okay. All right, Jeff, your weekly prediction with us.
You're always first in line.
Steelers bounce back and beat the Bengals Sunday.
Steelers bounce back and beat the Bengals. In the Bengals defense, Chris, you mentioned the numbers. I mean, I'd say Steelers 34, Bengals 23.
Jeff, one quick addendum to that. I'm not being glib or being a jackass. I mean, maybe I am. What reason does any Steelers fan have to believe that the Steelers are going to hold them under like 30 points? I know you're predicting it, which is fine, and it might happen, and I've gotten burnt saying stuff like this before. The Bengals toyed with them, and it's not like Joe Flacco has been solved really by any of the subsequent teams that he's faced.
No, I guess maybe in blindness I'm going with the adjustments from the first game, and they've got more tape, and they know how to attack this, and they have had success. In matchups,
that is true. Mike was asked how you prevent Jamar Chase from getting the ball so much, and he said, "Well, you just basically try to get them to not throw it to him."
Yeah,
that didn't work the first time.
What the hell was that?
I don't know. And by the way, happy birthday, Amanda.
Thank you, Jeff.
Oh, nice.
We'll talk again next week. Appreciate it.
Yep. See you guys.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.